This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. The National Weather Service says ice is still lying on top of power lines and roads in the Midwest. An ice storm has cut power to an estimated 1 million people in Oklahoma alone this week. Utility spokeswoman Andrea Chancellor says it's just too much damage for Public Service of Oklahoma to handle alone.
The service restoration effort is ongoing, and it's become huge. We have requested service help from utilities and contractors and tree trimmers from across the United States.
The storm has moved toward the northeast, but that region is expected to get rain or snow, not ice. At least 24 deaths are blamed on the bad weather since the storm developed last weekend. Flights have been canceled, as have schools in several states. A weakening tropical storm, Olga, is now centered over the water between Haiti and Cuba, and forecasters are warning the danger has not passed. The National Hurricane Center says Olga's heavy rain over the island shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic could still cause flash flooding and mudslides. This is a rare December storm. It's down from 50 miles per hour earlier today. Its top winds are about 45 miles per hour. At least 36 people are dead following a succession of car bombs in southern Iraq. Authorities in Amara say three car bombs detonated, almost one right after the other, in a busy shopping street today. The city's the capital of Maisan province on the border with Iran. It has seen much less violence than other parts of Iraq. There's concern insurgents who've been forced out of Baghdad by U.S. and Iraqi troops could be regrouping there. Another car bombing in Lebanon has killed one of that country's top army generals. Brigadier General Francois Hage and his bodyguard died when a bomb exploded near his car today while he was driving to work. Now, the assassination has political overtones. Hage had been talked about as a possible future Lebanese president. The country's in political turmoil. Parliament hasn't met for a year, and rival political groups are squabbling over who should be the next president. One compromise candidate has emerged, another army general, but lawmakers have put off a presidential ballot 8 times in a row. And the Government Accountability Office says teenagers are not thinking about their retirement, and maybe they should. Reporter Ross Simpson says the GAO report finds about 1 in 3 Americans born in 1990 won't have a single cent in a retirement plan when they're eligible to retire.
With the reduction of private pension plans and the uncertainty of Social Security, lawmakers say that number means millions of Americans will face rough going when it comes time for today's teenagers to retire.
The GAO report says if workers were automatically enrolled in a retirement plan, the number of low-income workers without any savings would be cut in half. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, back to you.
It's a nice idea, but seriously, GAO.
I'm telling you, I think that's a lot to ask a 15-year-old to be thinking about a 401k.
And when did you start saving your money?
Well, I had a little piggy bank.
If somebody would
I worked
have told
at Friendly's in high school.
When I was a high schooler, if someone would have told me that saving money would have cleared up my skin, I would have done it. Short of that, no way, Jose. Thank you, Corva.
You're welcome.